You are so heavenly minded that you are no earthly good. This saying has been on my mind a lot over these last few days, as I've been thinking about All Saints' Day, which we keep today. It is an accusation that is often levelled against Christians. We're so focused on thinking about the things of heaven that we don't notice the needs of those around us. I suppose many people imagine that saints are people who were so heavenly minded that they were no earthly good. Ethereal dreamers, perhaps, who were unable to engage in the practicalities of day-to-day life and instead idled away their time in prayer and contemplation. Of course, this is nonsense. One of the most striking things about the saints is their great variety. And whilst some of them lived lives of contemplation, others lived lives devoted to the practical care of the poor, or to the administration of great religious houses, or to preaching and teaching, or to the advancement of learning and scholarship. So no, it won't do to think of saints as being so heavenly minded, they're no earthly good. But there is another mistake we can make, a mistake which is the very opposite of the sentiment expressed in that popular saying. Because we can so downplay the heavenly element in the lives of the saints that we talk about them as if their practical achievements on earth were the only thing that really mattered. We can see them merely as moral exemplars to imitate. This way of thinking about saints sits comfortably with the secularizing tendencies of our contemporary culture. But All Saints' Day invites us to do two things: to reflect on the saints in their earthly lives and to reflect on the saints in their heavenly lives. It invites us to hold these two aspects together. It may be that there is a certain tension in this. It is a tension that runs through the Christian life, in us as individuals, in our life as a parish, and indeed in the life of the whole church. The tension between the earthly and the heavenly, the tension between action and contemplation, the tension between works and faith. But it is, or at least it can be, a creative tension. So we can reflect on the saints in their earthly lives, giving thanks for the good things they did, for their care for the poor, for their scholarship, for their preaching, for their devotion. Their examples can inspire us as we think about our own lives and our own callings. Their diversity, their variety, can help us to be more grateful for the gifts God has given us, and also to feel less threatened by the gifts God has given to others. But we can reflect too on the heavenly lives of the saints, on the great joys they share, on the wonderful closeness they enjoy to their Lord and our Lord, to their Saviour and our Saviour, and on their praise and on their prayers, which they continue to pour out for us. And reflecting on their heavenly lives inspires in us not only a desire to imitate the virtues of their earthly lives, but also to share in their heavenly lives. It stirs in us a longing to enjoy their company and to share in the citizenship of heaven.